will hear a student telephoning a school. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the information twice.
Good morning, International Language School. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some information about your school.
Certainly. What do you want to know?
Well, first, what day does the next course begin?
Well, our courses always begin on the first Monday of every month. Let me see. The next course begins on the 3rd of January.
That's next week.
Yes, that's right.
And what time do classes start?
Well, they begin at 9:15, so you should be here a little earlier, at about 9 o'clock.
And I don't have the address. Could you give it to me, please?
Yes. The school is at 57 London Road.
Just a moment. I've got a map of the town. Could you tell me where London Road is, please?
Yes. It's a long road, and we're quite near the station.
Okay. I'll find it on my map. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Now listen again.
Good morning, International Language School. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some information about your school.
Certainly. What do you want to know?
Well, first, what day does the next course begin?
Well, our courses always begin on the first Monday of every month. Let me see. The next course begins on the 3rd of January.
That's next week.
Yes, that's right.
And what time do classes start?
Well, they begin at 9:15, so you should be here a little earlier, at about 9 o'clock.
And I don't have the address. Could you give it to me, please?
Yes. The school is at 57 London Road.
Just a moment. I've got a map of the town. Could you tell me where London Road is, please?
Yes. It's a long road, and we're quite near the station.
Okay. I'll find it on my map. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Good morning, International Language School. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some information about your school.
Certainly. What do you want to know?
Well, first, what day does the next course begin?
Well, our courses always begin on the first Monday of every month. Let me see. The next course begins on the 3rd of January.
That's next week.
Yes, that's right.
And what time do classes start?
Well, they begin at 9:15, so you should be here a little earlier, at about 9 o'clock.
And I don't have the address. Could you give it to me, please?
Yes. The school is at 57 London Road.
Just a moment. I've got a map of the town. Could you tell me where London Road is, please?
Yes. It's a long road, and we're quite near the station.
Okay. I'll find it on my map. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
10. Listening. Have you ever seen a forest destroyed by fire? A great forest fire is an awful thing to see. Once a fire has started, it spreads quickly. Foresters say that late summer is the season when fire is the greatest danger to woods and forests. They are very dry then. Sometimes when the danger of fire is very great, foresters will not allow anyone to go into the forest. If people leave a campfire burning near a heap of leaves, this often causes a forest fire. Campers must always remember to put out their campfires and cover the place with earth. It is the duty of every camper to take the greatest care not to start a forest fire. Anyone careless enough to start a forest fire has done something which makes life more difficult for all of us. Every fire destroys valuable wood, wildlife, and good soil. Every one of us must know how important it is to care for our great forests and save them from fire.